Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears off and running with you here on this Wednesday, March the 16th, 2022, 15 minutes past the hour. Hope everybody's having a great morning out there. I am having a great morning. Now, I will tell you why. Got up, not particularly early this morning, but I did make it over to McDonald's this morning. And you know, Wednesday's truck day over at McDonald's, so it's kind of different. You can get hung up over there sometimes on a Wednesday. But I have a large Diet Coke sitting next to me here in the home studio. So I'm happy about that. Do want to mention, this morning we're going to do some things over the phones. I know you could hear the callers better yesterday, but you were having trouble hearing me, which was the issue. Nothing ever works perfectly, does it? But today, I think that should be better. I talked to Sean last night, and we did a few test runs over the telephone, since I'm the boy in the bubble, for a little longer here. And I think we've got it fixed. So when you call in this morning, let me know if you can hear me okay and if you can hear the caller over the radio better. Because I think we got the caller over the radio part better yesterday. And hopefully you'll be able to hear me through the telephone better today. So that's where we are this morning on this Wednesday. Wednesday's a big day. I'll be with you today through noon, as Glenn Coble and I will be on from 10 a.m. until 12 noon. And then Glenn will be on with A Progressive Life from 12:15 to 1 p.m. We have Offbeat News and Trivia with Nate Redman, 4:10 to 5 p.m. The Show with No Name, live at 5 with Pastor Craig, Nate Redman, and Terry Tackett, 5:15 to 6 p.m. And the Trinity Baptist Church Sunday Sermon, 6:10 till 7 p.m. today here on WWGH Radio. I've got a great lead story this morning from our friend Sharon, who sends me some great stories. Are you ready for this? This St. Patrick's Day, Krispy Kreme is offering a new collection of donuts and freebies to customers who wear green. For a limited time, participating Krispy Kreme locations will be offering four festive St. Patrick's Day flavors that come in a customer St. Patrick's Day-inspired box. Here are the four flavors. Lenny the Leprechaun Donut, a glazed donut hand decorated like a leprechaun with green and black icing, buttercream, and a hat. Luck of the Rainbow Donut, an original glazed donut dipped in green icing with green sparkles, topped with buttercream and a sugar piece rainbow. The St. Patrick Shamrock Donut, a donut filled with original cream dipped in white icing and topped with a shamrock sparkle blend, and green iced and sprinkles donut, an original glazed donut dipped in green icing and topped with St. Patrick's Day sprinkle blend. On March 16th and 17th, today and tomorrow, Krispy Kreme will be offering, or will be bringing back its favorite original glazed donut, an original glazed donut gone green, available by the dozen. Customers who visit a Krispy Kreme wearing green on those 2 days can receive one free original glazed donut. So, hey, if you're near a Krispy Kreme today, freebies. I think the closest Krispy Kreme to here, there was one I was at in Hilliard over the weekend. I don't know. Where's the closest Krispy Kreme to here? Give me a buzz. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. 3-8. Is Hilliard the closest Krispy Kreme? Or is there one down in Polaris? I don't know. St. Patrick's Day is tomorrow, for all of you who are wondering. Thursday, March the 17th. I know it travels. You know, I haven't heard a whole lot about St. Patrick's Day this year. I wonder if there'll be a lot of green beer, which is what this, and parties, which is what this day has become this coming weekend. I hope if there are, people drive safely. But thank you, Sharon, for that story. I appreciate that. Krispy Kreme offering limited-time St. Patrick's Day flavors. Nobody knows where the closest Krispy Kreme is. You know, the only thing that sounds good to me there are the green glazed donuts. It would be nice to maybe have a dozen of those, but I don't know if I'll make it down to Hilliard or not. Hard to say. We only have 2 days to do this, I guess. A green donut, I'm looking at a picture of it here in the story. You know, it really does not look all that appetizing. But I bet it is good. It's interesting we're talking about donuts because I do want to mention that, Ryan, your pie is at the studio. Now, I also want to mention this. Well, hold on, let me get through this. Ryan, your pie is at the studio. I dropped it off last night. And Mary, your dozen donuts are at the studio. So you can pick those up today from 10:15 through 1 p.m. or 4 to 6 p.m. tonight. They're on the desk. They've got your name on them. So there should be no ambiguity there. But the thing I want to mention about these prizes are these are not station prizes. I went into my pocket for these prizes. So you guys got into my pocket to win these prizes. But that's okay, because I appreciate the audience. I feel like I've done my part. You know, I was talking about service groups earlier on in the week. And so now I've done my part. I got Ryan and Mary a pie and some donuts. So I hope they enjoy them, and I hope we hear back from them on how the donuts and the pie are. Now, want to talk about this story, because I just heard it on the news, and we talked about it yesterday. Governor DeWine signing the gun law. And I'm only going to bring this up for this point. The story is, and you've heard it on the news, Ohio Governor Mike DeWine signs bill allowing people to carry concealed firearms without training or permits. Now, what is so interesting to me about this story is that Governor DeWine, well, it's Governor DeWine's statement. And essentially, I'm going to cut right through this. When DeWine was asked Friday about the promises he made to gun rights and gun control advocates, the governor replied, "The job of the governor is to make tough decisions, and I have to make a decision, or I have a decision to make." That's all he said. Now, isn't that interesting? Now, we talked about the Intel plant, and I don't want to get too political today. We talked about the Intel plant being used for campaigning because in about, less than 2 months now, the governor's up in a very tough primary, Republican primary here in Ohio. And I wonder, did this bill have anything to do with that? Because after you sign that bill, if that's your quote, "The job of a governor is to make tough decisions, and I have a decision to make." It's quite a quote. Does anybody understand or have any thoughts on that? Was this about the primary coming up? Was this one of those political moves we hear about? I don't know. Give me a buzz. 740-751-4038. It has seemed like Governor DeWine has been at odds with the legislature here in Ohio for quite some time now. And I really don't understand this new bill, I guess, that you can carry concealed firearms without training or permits. So basically, all those concealed carry classes are over. Because you don't need training or a permit now. And I guess you don't have to call the local law enforcement to tell people you have a gun now, which apparently you had to do prior to this. It's strange. I guess I don't understand this. Does anybody get it? Give me a buzz. Nan Whaley's all over him for this one. 740-751-4038. 25 minutes past the hour here on this Wednesday. 39 degrees and sunny here in Marion. 740-751-4038. I'm anxious to see how the new phone system works, and can you hear me, and can you hear the callers over the air better? But we got to get a phone call first, and here we're getting one. All right. Go ahead, caller. Are you there, caller?
Yes, I'm here. It's Pastor Craig.
Oh, Pastor, can you hear me okay?
Yes, I can hear you okay. Right at the beginning there, I was hearing myself back in the phone, but it's not doing it now.
Yeah, I forgot to turn up the knob, but as long as you can hear me and I can hear you, I think we're in good shape.
All right. Well, I have a couple thoughts on the bill there that Wine signed.
Yeah, go ahead.
And it was definitely a political motivated statement, because he made it known earlier this year that he was not in favor of the bill, but it passed with an overwhelming majority in the House and the Senate, and he knows that if he vetoes it, he has a good chance of being overridden, and that'll just, you know, seal his fate in the primary, possibly. So he signed it, and he this way he can sign it and not be criticized for it and not have to worry about getting a veto overridden.
You know, I got to give
so the, it was a political move.
Well, I tell you, I got to give the governor credit on this point. His quote after signing this, he's not trying to hide the fact that I don't think he's in favor of this. You know, we have to give him points for honesty.
Right. Yeah, because it's obvious from his statement he's not in favor of it. Because if he was, you know, in favor of it, he would take that opportunity to say.
Yeah, much like he did with the fireworks and things of that nature. He said he came around on those issues. This one, he's not talking about coming around, and he's not talking about going back on his promises. He's just saying, I'm the governor, and tough decisions have to be made, and he's not saying any more.
Right. Now, a couple points on carrying a concealed weapon. I understand. I mean, I'm not saying whether I'm in favor of it or against it, but I understand the reasoning behind the bill. You can open carry in the state of Ohio without any kind of training or, you know, permit or anything like that. So what's the difference whether you open carry or you have it under your jacket? That's the line of thinking. But as far as there will be less of a need for CCW classes, but they won't go away. And the reason being, you're still going to have a lot of people go through the CCW class, because any state other than Ohio that has a CCW law, they have reciprocity with Ohio. So in other words, if I go to Indiana or I go to, you know, whatever, Texas, and I want to carry my weapon concealed, if that's state requires it, then I have to have a permit from Ohio.
Now, what about the part about no longer requiring people to register with local law enforcement? Did you have to do that before?
I'm not exactly sure about that. I think you did, but I don't know for sure.
Now, what would be the plus in getting rid of that?
I don't really know, other than the fact that it's, you know, it's kind of like, it's not going to come up, you know, the police, all right, they have all these records of all these people that have CCW, but it's, you know, you probably aren't going to come up in their computer until after the fact of something happening. In other words, you know, the average policeman going down the street, doesn't know who has one and who doesn't have one. If you're involved in a situation, then it probably, you know, after the fact, oh, yes, he is registered. But you see what I'm saying? I don't see where there was real value to them keeping records of it.
Now, I thought, and maybe I'm wrong on this, I thought the reason people had to register was, we had laws again with concealed carry that you had to take a class and so on and so forth. And I don't know if it applied to open carry or not. That would be something good to know if they also had to register with local law enforcement. But
they did not.
Okay.
Anybody can open carry, right?
So I guess my thought would be that if you conceal carry and you were registered with local law enforcement, that if something happened in your neighborhood or something happened at a store, that they would have a list of people who were concealed carry members, I guess. I always assume there's a witness. I've never known of a shooting where there wasn't a witness to it, because usually it's done in a public place, and usually they can track these people pretty quick. Much like the drive-by shooting, I don't even know if it was a drive-by, the shooting we had last week here in Marion, they found the accused, I guess is what I should say, within 24 hours. And I thought that's why those laws were in place. Now, I could be wrong about that, but I thought that's what it was.
It could be. I don't really know. You know, to be honest with you, the background behind that, but that could be.
Now,
I do know this, you know, anytime, you know, when you had a CCW permit, anytime you ever were pulled over by the police or had contact with the police for any reason, the absolute first thing you had to tell them was, I have a CCW and I'm carrying. So that's gone away. And I think that's probably the biggest reason that law enforcement was not big on this bill, is it took away the need for a person to immediately notify an officer that he was carrying.
Now my worry is, because concealed carry means I don't know that you have it. So you right. can get very close to me, And I don't know that you have a gun on you, and now you don't need any training and you don't need any permit, and you can come very close to me. And I guess if you wanted, the majority of guns are not used in this way, so I don't want to, qualify this that this is what guns are for, or even make that analogy. But I mean, this could mean that somebody could carry a gun into a school without anybody in the office seeing it. That would not be illegal in the state of Ohio. You wouldn't need any training. You wouldn't need any permit. And you would not need to register with law enforcement. Isn't that correct?
Yes. But the thing about that is, you know, honestly, I don't think the average person has anything to really worry about as far as with this law changing, because the person carrying a concealed weapon that the person that you need to be concerned about that has potentially harm to you is a person that would have been carrying illegal in the first place. They never would have gotten a CCW permit. In other words, you know, the guy you have to worry about is a guy who's doing something illegal anyway.
You know, it's interesting, and this is my final thought on this. I remember when the concealed carry came to Ohio, because this is fairly new as well, within the last 10, 15 years. And I remember the push that was being made to get this passed, and what all the people against it said were, this is a slippery slope. This is not going to be where it ends. And for good or for bad, depending on where you fall on the issue, it obviously was not where it ended.
No, it wasn't. And, you know, quite honestly, with in a lot of different areas, there's a lot of those slippery slopes. You know, when the door gets open, you know, that's not the end of it. I mean, we've seen it in a lot of different areas.
Right. And most of it, I do want to make the point that 98% of people who have guns use them properly. They're doing what needs to be done. Just that 2% that we have to worry about.
Yep.
Yeah. Now, Pastor, yep. I know there's no agenda on the show, but I want to get it in. anything fun and interesting or from last week's show at 5 o'clock or coming up tonight at 5 o'clock?
It's always interesting what Nate and Amber do on the weekend, because they've been, you know, hitting museums every weekend and different restaurants. You know, they pick something that's with an hour driving range of their house, and every weekend go somewhere. So he's always got a little interesting thing of where they went and what museum they went to. Last week they were up at Findlay and they discovered the Black Heritage Museum. And it was really quite interesting. So I'm looking forward to wherever he went this past weekend, hearing about today. And also, too, a side note, I will make sure that if the pie and or donuts are not picked up by 5 o'clock, that they will be safe during that 5 to 6 hours.
There is some worry there. You know, it's interesting that Nate is doing this. A good pal of mine, Neil Zucker, who used to work for a television station up in Cleveland, he used to do one-tank road trips. And that's essentially what he did. And now a one-tank road trip would be an hour away from your house at this particular point.
Right.
So it's neat that Nate's doing that, because Neil, and he's got books and books on that, and he's an Ohio guy, so it was a lot of Ohio places. But good idea, because that's a very, very fun thing to do. And there are all these museums. The Allen County Museum over in Lima is very fascinating. And you could probably get there on a tank of gas.
Yeah, and you know what's really interesting too about it is the Black Heritage Museum that they went to last week, and then it basically was like an Air Force museum. It wasn't the big Air Force museum, but they went to an Air Force museum over in it was around Bell Fountain or somewhere around there. I'm drawing a blank, but anyway, both of those museums were for a donation only. So, you know, you didn't have to worry about forking out a lot of money every time you go to a museum. You know, Nate's been finding these interesting places that, you know, come on in, look around, and if you feel like it, leave us a donation.
Well, that's what's interesting. You know, I think the Allen County Museum, I think there is a donation, but it's very, very low. And the First Ladies Museum, which is very fascinating, which I visited up in, I believe it's Canton or Akron. I can't remember. But the First Ladies Museum, which I visited not too long ago, what a great place that is. And it's the only First Ladies Museum in the country. I'm surprised more people don't visit it.
Well, you know, there's a lot of really neat stuff in Ohio that you really don't hear about. You know, you've got to go looking for it, but you go looking for it, you can really find a lot of neat stuff in Ohio.
Absolutely. Hey, you going to get some green donuts? Do you know a Krispy Kreme close around here?
I don't know. The thoughts of a green donut just brings up, you know, images in my mind that's something you don't eat. You know, green food you just don't eat.
Only these 2 days each year. Only
yes,
these two.
That's right.
Hey, thank you, Pastor.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. All right, Pastor Craig, weighing in this morning on the whole gun bill here in Ohio. And if you want to call in, 740-751-4038. Pastor said he could hear me good there, which was our problem yesterday, callers not being able to hear me as well. So I'm glad the callers can hear me, and if you can hear the callers better over the radio, let me know. Go ahead, caller. All right.
Krispy Kreme on Polaris Parkway.
Oh, is there a Krispy Kreme on Polaris Parkway?
There used to be. You go down 23, you take the left to Polaris, and it's down near Sankos or that BP station. It'll be on the right.
Now, you called in yesterday. Can you hear me better today?
Yeah, I can still hear you.
Well, that's good. How are the callers coming across on the air?
The callers are coming in better than you are.
Oh, better than me?
Yeah.
Well, we can't have that.
Yeah, I'm in my truck, so I don't know if that's affecting it or not.
Well, we can't have them coming in better than me. We'll have to fix that.
Well, they don't look better, though.
Well, who does, though, you know? It's me. Hey, thanks for calling.
Yeah, there was a Krispy Kreme on Polaris Parkway, and that's closer than Hilliard.
Yeah, that is. Polaris Parkway. We'll have to check that out. Hey, thanks for calling.
All right, bye.
Bye-bye. All right, again, phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. 40 minutes past the hour here on this St. Patrick's Day Eve. Lay out your green clothes tonight. And again, feel free to call in. Let me know if you can hear the callers better over the radio and if you can hear me better here on the telephone, which obviously I think people can because... We seem to have that. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott.
Hey, how you doing?
You know, on this general, the Divine Sign.
Yeah.
You know, we had a little carry out. We sold fishing and hunting license. People could come in and get a hunting license. No background. No felony. You didn't have money. All it was, the state got the money. We made it a little bit. We could come off because people could come in. All right. So, I'll guarantee you, I was in business. Oh, you had a gun with me. I'll hear the streets. People don't understand the streets. There's a lot of folks. I'll guarantee you, they got a switchblade or a gun on them. Now, you can be a law-abiding citizen, which most people are. But I had a gun because they could come in and shoot everybody in that store at the time. And I made a vow to myself that wasn't going to happen. If it was, I was going to take them out. You have to protect yourself. It's just like somebody breaking in your car. Yeah, you're supposed to call the law to come, and then the law comes. They're already gone. And they say, well, what do you want me to do? Well, what should I do? Should I try to knock the guy out? But on this gun bill, see, the state got money for it. And you didn't have to take no permit to do none of that, to go hunting, to go hunt an animal. And all the hunters shoot each other out there because they're gun happy. They see something, they get excited, you know? So what's the difference?
Well, I think what's interesting about it, and I'm not disagreeing with anything you say, but
I can hardly hear you, Scott.
Okay, I understand what you're saying, and I'm not disagreeing with any of it. But I think what's interesting about this particular bill is that the governor seems to be so ambivalent about it. You know, he clearly did not want to sign this.
Okay. Like that preacher said, the House and the Senate voted on it. So he's up down the road. All right. It is a tough decision. But I think it's the right decision because now you can protect yourself. Just like the amendment, you don't have the gun in your house, say. Somebody breaks in. Say, you're an average guy, whatever. You're pretty tough. Two or three guys come in there, you ain't got a chance. Because most of them, you can't take on three guys. I don't care how tough you are. If them three guys are fighters or kickers and stuff, they've got you. So there you go again.
Yeah, see? It's very interesting. It fascinated me that this will pretty well take out the CCW classes, and the fact that I wonder why all this was in place to begin with. Why did we want people to be trained? Why did we want people to register with local law enforcement? Because the same legislature, pretty much, Ohio's had a Republican legislature for a long time. the same legislature that voted in concealed carry 10 to 15 years ago and made those rules are now taking those rules away. And I'm not really sure why that is.
Hey, Scott, I can't hardly hear you. I can hear you good on the radio, but I can't hear you on the phone. I've got my radio off right now. But to listen to you, I can barely hear you on this phone.
Okay, hold on. Let me try to get it up here a little bit.
It might be my phone. I don't know.
Okay. Yeah, but no, okay,
thank you.
Okay, thank you. Whoop. All right, there's a lot of question here this morning. Again, give me a buzz, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. And we'll continue to play around with the sound here on the phone. The gun law is interesting to me just for the fact that the governor does seem to be pretty ambivalent about the whole thing. And going into this primary in May, I don't know. Can you hear the callers better over the apparently you can hear them better than me over the radio. And can you hear me okay through the telephone? We're working our best here. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. I wonder what a dozen donuts costs at Krispy Kreme these days. A few other things I have to do here this morning. Want to give a kudo to the a tip of my Cubs cap, as I would say, and this really deserves it. This past weekend, I had told you about the Women's Club raising a significant amount of money for restoration of the Women's Club. Well, I was informed yesterday that part of that money raised is going to go to the Red Cross humanitarian relief effort for women and children fleeing Ukraine. And they are making a donation in the amount of $5,500. So I am tipping my Cubs cap to the Women's Club here in Marion, giving $5,500 to the Red Cross humanitarian relief effort for women and children fleeing Ukraine. And I don't want to say anything negative about this, but I really, this is my question. It's just curiosity again. What do the men do? If you're a family fleeing Ukraine with your wife and your child, are you still allowed to go to the Red Cross? I don't know. I mean, it's just interesting to me that that's how it's worded. The humanitarian relief effort by the Red Cross for women and children fleeing Ukraine. But my Cubs cap is tipped to the Women's Club in Marion, $5,500. And you know what? That's kind of my point. The two points I want to make about service groups are, you can raise $1 million for a service group. The problem is, if you don't have any new members, the service group's not going to be around to spend that $1 million. And that's what I'm afraid of. I wish more people involved with raising money would become members of that group. Because my thought is, if you wanted to raise money for the group, don't you support the group? Wouldn't you want to become a member? That used to be how it was. So that's one thing. And the second thing is, these are the causes that I think are important. And we don't have a lot of millionaires in Marion, so we want to give money to causes that are important. And certainly the Red Cross is one of those causes. The homeless shelter. I pass a homeless guy who sits over here in front of Aldi just about every day. Does the homeless shelter have enough money? I just think sometimes, wouldn't it be great if we could raise thousands of dollars for them. What a difference it would mean for the homeless shelter. What a difference it would mean for the Red Cross. It's interesting sometimes where we put our money, I think. You know, it's like when you have a house. If somebody throws a baseball and breaks your window, even if you had money set aside to paint the living room, you're probably going to fix the hole in your window first, because that's more important to fix right now. And I kind of look at charities like that, where you give your money. Not that every charity doesn't deserve it, but we got to fix the holes in our windows before we paint the living rooms. But tip of the Cubs cap to the Women's Club and the committee that made that decision. $5,500 to the Red Cross humanitarian relief effort to women and children fleeing Ukraine. So congrats to them. What a great job that is. Okay. Now, as I said when I started the program, Ryan and Mary both got in my pocket. Ryan's pie is at the studio today to pick up, and Mary's dozen donuts are at the studio to pick up today. 10 o'clock this morning till 1 p.m. or 4 to 6 tonight. Now, when I went to the store yesterday, or sent somebody to the store, I should say, because you know I'm the boy in the bubble right now, I got 2 dozen donuts. So, here's the deal. We are going to give away another dozen donuts this morning. And we're going to do this all morning up until noon. We're going to draw at probably 11:57. We're going to draw our winner. So we're going to do it the next hour in this program and then the 2 hours I'm on with Glenn today. Now, here's how we're going to do it today. We're going to do, what else? Donut trivia. Now, here's how we're going to start this. I'm not saying it's all going to be donut trivia, because 3 hours of trivia, it might take a minute. By the way, somebody call me and does anybody have anything to say about the Women's Club giving the $5,500? And by the way, if you see anybody involved with the Women's Club, thank them for this, because this is very important. A big tip of my Cubs cap to them. Also, can you hear the callers better over the air? And can you still hear me? If that's the case, then we're in good shape. All right. 740-751-4038. And then we're going to move in to the trivia portion. And we'll hope that Krispy Kreme on Polaris Parkway is still open. There's a much better chance of me getting to Polaris Parkway than back to Hilliard today or tomorrow, which is when the free donuts are going on. Gotta wear something green. For my favorite color is green just in general. And on my birthday, I got a nice green sweatshirt. Very pullover, zip up. So I'm ready for St. Patrick's Day. 740-751-4038. Have the callers sounded better this morning? We got 3 of them so far this morning, and it's been different people calling from different phones. Can you hear them better than you have the last few days? Because we were just using the telephone before. Now we've actually went back to using an interface. And do I still sound okay? 740-751-4038, 53 minutes past the hour, Wednesday, March the 16th, 2022, up to 42 degrees and sunny skies here in Marion. All right, our first category this morning in regard to the donuts. Now, this might be kind of hard to explain, but here is how this goes. This list is made up of types of donuts and donut businesses. There are 9 on the list, and I have my favorites. So, call in a type of donut or a donut business, and you can get entered to win a dozen donuts today that you can actually pick up today from noon to 1 or 4 to 6. And we're going to draw at 11:57 this morning. So can anybody name a donut? I've got my favorite donuts here, and I've got my favorite donut shops. So a donut or a donut shop. Type of donut or donut shop. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Who's going to get into the competition here today? Give me a buzz. WWGH Radio, in the donut business today. So, for example, you could say, I'm trying to think of a type of donut that's not on this list. Okay, for example, you could say chocolate donut. That would be a type of donut. Or you could say Krispy Kreme. That's a donut business. So what we're looking for are my favorite donut businesses and my favorite types of donuts. Just give me a donut type or a donut business, and you'll be entered into the competition to win a dozen donuts today at 11:57. Now, nobody's overrunning the phones for this one. Maybe people are eating donuts right now instead of thinking of donuts. Or donut businesses. 740-751-4038. All right, here we go. Maybe people were just putting their thinking caps on. Go ahead, caller.
What about Andrews?
Andrews, absolutely. Number 9 on the list. Is this Roger?
Yeah.
Can you hear me okay, Roger? Good. Well, hey, good to hear from you, Roger. Thank you.
Okay.
Roger's in. Go ahead, caller.
Andrew's Face Group.
Roger just guessed that. It was number 9 on the list.
Well, let me do a different one then.
Now, wait. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, over the air, can you hear the callers crystal clear?
Yep.
Okay, then we're good. Go ahead. You get a second guess.
Boston Cream,
you know, that's a good guess. Not Boston Cream, but you're close on one.
Okay.
Okay, thanks. All right, that's how we play it. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. 57 minutes past the hour. Looking for a favorite donut business or a favorite type of donut. Boston Cream was close. 57 minutes past the hour, coming up on 58 on this sunny Wednesday morning. All right, here comes another call. Let's check it out here. Go ahead, caller.
Glazed donuts.
Number 2 on the list. Phyllis, how you doing?
I'm doing well. It's really hard to hear you on the phone.
Is it hard to hear on the phone?
Yes.
Now, do the callers sound better over the air?
But good. Not on the phone, and it's hard for me to hear you right now.
Okay, I'm going to work on that. Thanks, Phyllis.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye.
All right, go ahead, caller.
What did the girl just say? I can't hear very well.
Glazed.
Huh?
She said glazed.
Oh, no, I'm going to say cream-filled.
Cream-filled is number 4 on the list. You got it, Roger. Thank you. That was close to Boston Cream, I thought. Just regular old cream-filled donuts. So I've got cream-filled is number 4, glazed is number 2, and Andrews is number 9 on my list of 9. Now you can guess a type of donut or a donut business. 740-751-4038. We've got Roger in twice and Phyllis Shirk in once here. All right, 59 minutes past the hour. Let's go to the phone. Go ahead, caller.
Jelly filled.
No jelly filled on the list. Jelly filled is not on the list today. 740-751-4038. Remember, the winner will win a dozen donuts today. I believe it's assorted donuts that you can pick up today between 12 and 1 or between 4 and 6 at the studio on South Prospect Street. Now, they're good donuts. Let's put it that way. 740-751-4038, and we're going to do the drawing at 11:57 this morning. So far, we've got Roger in twice and Phyllis Shirk in once, and we're going to take a break. Think about it. We'll come back in 15 minutes. Don't you dare go anywhere.
You're listening to WWGH Radio LP 107.1 FM, Marion, Ohio, the place to talk. From presidential nominee, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams.
Okay, well, let's here we go. It's announcement time.
I want to write myself on an independent ticket.